I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Guns are at the forefront of the U.S. political debate today, thanks to Donald Trump. The Republican presidential nominee yesterday suggested that, quote, Second Amendment people could somehow stop his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. The Clinton campaign condemned the comment as dangerous. Well, we're going to hear now about another country where guns are at the forefront of the national political debate. I'm talking about the Philippines. Voters there elected a new president in May. His name is Rodrigo Duterte. And during the campaign, Duterte offered a simple formula for dealing with criminals and drug addicts. Kill them all, he said. Some in the media dubbed him Duterte Harry. Now that he's in office, hundreds of people have been turning up dead. Tom Smith follows Southeast Asia closely and lectured at De La Salle University, Manila.
Duterte, throughout his campaign, let's say, enjoyed the microphone and made some fairly outrageous statements, was very popular for doing so. He's coming off the back of one-term president, Ninoy Aquino, who was painted as a very establishment, very boring character who'd not really brought any reforms to the masses of the Philippines. And Duterte is very much seen as the antidote to that. Duterte is promising wild reforms, particularly to do with crime, with the drug problem that the Philippines has, and has waged an all-out war on drugs in his first month or so in office. And this is causing carnage, really, on the streets of Manila and elsewhere throughout the country. And looks like people are now taking this beyond mere drug criminality to more wider criminality, to take Duterte his word that that all criminals are, in a sense, fair game.
And when you say it's causing carnage, who's actually doing the killing? Is it police? Is it vigilantes? Is it people being ordered to do so?
Frankly, we don't know. What we do know is there has been around 400 to 500 of those deaths admitted by the police. So that's kind of self-defense deaths caused by the police in the process of arresting who they say are drug pushers, drug users. And those are kind of being more or less acquiesced by Duterte's government. He's saying, you know, carry on, lads, that's fine, keep going. Then there's around, again, figures are very hard to verify, but the figure around 700 deaths is being reported directly as a result of the war on drugs. So that leaves at least another 300 to 400 people who have also been killed and are usually left with a cardboard sign by their body, which accuses them of being a drug pusher or a drug user. Now, who's killing these people? Nobody knows. When he was mayor of Davao City in Mindanao prior to becoming president, Duterte was certainly accused very strongly, and he didn't deny this, of using death squads to clean up Davao City, which, to his credit, you know, he certainly did do that, and crime levels did fall under his watch. He's, you know, was not shy about admitting using very rough tactics to do that. And it looks like this is now being played out at a national level.
So would you surmise that these killings, even if they're not directly tied to Duterte, are what he intended all along?
He's doing nothing to quell them. His supporters, who are very public, are saying that this is his success. This is down to him. This is, you know, a success of his first month in office, that there's more to come.
And is it generally understood that Duterte was elected because of the kind of rhetoric he was using during the campaign about killing drug dealers, etc.?
Yes, Duterte promised to end all crime, not just drug crime. He promised to end all crime within a year of his administration. He promised all sorts of crazy things. And people were very, very keen to see his success from Davao City at a national level.
How do you explain Duterte's popularity in the Philippines? This is a man who challenged a rival to a gun duel and seemed to gloat about personally shooting three men accused of kidnapping a girl. Why is he so popular?
He painted himself as a very different character to Ninoy Aquino, who people were bored of. And Duterte's kind of stepped into that void as somebody happy to give quotes, happy to speak to ordinary, uneducated, working-class masses throughout the Philippines, and is an anti-Manila candidate. The Philippines is 7,000 islands. This is an incredibly complex political geography to navigate, and Duterte's painted himself as a blank canvas to do something different. What exactly that something different is of course, a different question.
Tom Smith follows Southeast Asia closely and lectured at De La Salle University, Manila. Tom, thanks so much.
No problem.